Welcome to the What Did Jesus Say Movement podcast. I'm your host, Belinda R. Stokes, founder and leader of the What Did Jesus Say Movement.
In celebration of Holy Week, the High Holy Christian season, which began yesterday on Palm Sunday, I will be teaching on what did Jesus say on the cross. To give you some background, Jesus, the Son of God, is on the cross at Calvary. He is bleeding. He is dying. He is suffering in my place for my sins, in your place for your sins. But even though he is in agony, he is still praying to his Father in heaven. He's still meeting the needs of people, and he's still showing the fact that he was fully God and fully man. Jesus gave seven final words or sayings on the cross. If you turn in your Bible in the New Testament to Luke chapter 3, verse 34, we will have the first word. You will see it up on the screen. Jesus prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Now, every time Jesus speaks on the cross, he is speaking to somebody. In this first word, Jesus is talking to his Father. Jesus had taught his disciples to pray to the Father. And so Jesus is our greatest role model, and he is also praying to the Father. And he's teaching us about forgiveness. His perpetrators, they beat him. They stabbed him in the side. They took a thorn bush, and they put a crown of thorns, and they mashed it down on his head, and he was bleeding. It was hot outside. He was sweating. I mean, he was just in total agony. But he is saying to his Father, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." Now, if Jesus, who could say that from the cross, who are we? People will never do to you what they did for Jesus. And so we are to forgive people their trespasses, their sins against us in heaven. Now, the second word you will find in Luke chapter 23, verse 43. It's here on the screen. "And he answered him, 'Truly I tell you, today you shall be with me in paradise.'" This time, Jesus is talking to one of the thieves on the cross. Jesus is the man in the middle. He was on the middle cross. There was a guilty thief on the cross on his left and another one on his right. The one on his right said to Jesus, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." And so Jesus is telling him today. Faith is now. Now faith is. Today you shall be with me in paradise. What does that teach us? As long as you have breath in your body, it's never too late to invite Jesus in your heart so you can receive eternal life. You could be on your deathbed. You could be at the electric chair. You could be at the scene of a bad accident. Never too late. As long as you have breath in your body and you reach out to the Lord with your heart sincerely, he will save you. Now, our third word for that, I want you to turn to John chapter 19, verses, 26 and 27. John 19, verses 26 and 27. And it says, and he answered him, "Truly, I tell you today, you shall..." No, we did that one already. I'm sorry. The third word, forgive me. The third word, John 19, verses 26 to 27. Here he says, "Dear woman, see, here is your son." Then he said to the disciples, "See, here is your mother." This time, Jesus is talking to his mother and his disciple named John. Now, you might be wondering, if he's talking to his mother, why is he calling her woman? And that is because Jesus is now on the cross. So he's going from just being a son to being his mother's savior. So he called her woman. And then he said to John, "Here is your mother." Even though Jesus is suffering and dying, family matters to him. So in biblical times, if you were a woman, you generally did not work outside of the home. So you needed a man in your life to support you, either a husband, a son, a brother, some male figure. And so since Jesus knew he was leaving, he set it up so that now John would take care and support his mother. What does that teach us? That we have to prepare for our dependence, even though we will no longer be in the scene. So we have to do some estate planning, okay? Because whether you live or die, your children have to eat and they have to go to college. Now, our fourth word is found in Mark's gospel. That would be Mark chapter 15. Verse 34. Let's see, I went too far. All righty, patience. And Jesus said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Anytime you see something in scripture that's repeated, it's repeated for emphasis. Jesus is again praying to his Father. And Jesus is feeling forsaken, and that's because God cannot look at sin. The sins of the entire world have been laid on Jesus. And so God turned his back on Jesus. He could not look at sin. So Jesus felt like he was all by himself. And so if we have unconfessed sin in our life, we too may feel forsaken. God, where are you? Now, our fifth word is found in John's gospel, John 19, verse 28, and it's here on the screen. This is actually my favorite out of all of the seven words. No, actually the next one. Okay, I'm sorry. John 19, 28, which is the fifth word, I thirst. Jesus was talking to himself. When you're hungry, don't you say to yourself, I'm hungry or I'm thirsty. That's what he was doing. He was showing us that he was fully God and fully man. And so he had physical needs as well. Think about it. Blazing hot sun. He's sweating. They're beating him. They're spitting on him. So his body is thirsty. He's losing blood. He is thirsty. Now, in our sixth word, turn to John chapter 19, verse 30. This is my favorite. It is finished. I know you're probably wondering, number one, who is he talking to? Now, I believe that Jesus is talking to the entire Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, which is himself, and God the Holy Spirit. Number one, if your boss gives you a project to complete, when you have completed the process, would you not come back to your boss and say, I did it, it's done, it's finished. So Jesus was talking to his Father, I have finished. In fact, a few chapters back in John 17, in his last priestly prayer, Jesus says, I have done what you've told me to do. He says, I've given them the words that you told me to give them. So he's telling his father, it is finished. Now, what is it? It is his purpose, the purpose for why he came. And you may recall that we talked about that last time, so that all mankind can have eternal life. I believe he was also talking to God, the Holy Spirit, when he said, it is finished. Because he had told the disciples in John 14, I'm going away, but I'm sending another comforter, the Holy Spirit. So I believe he's saying to the Holy Spirit, tag, you're it. I am up out of here. So now we go to our seventh word. Our seventh word is found in Luke's gospel, Luke chapter 23, verse 46. In this one, Jesus is saying, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Again, Jesus is talking to his Father in heaven. Anytime we are talking to our Father in heaven, we are praying. We are communicating with our Father. And so, again, the sixth word, he said, it's finished. I'm done. And so now, when you finish something, you finish your work at the end of the day, it's time to go. And so Jesus came from heaven, and now he's telling his Father, I commit my spirit. Jesus is teaching us how to die. Even though he's suffering, he's peaceful. I commit my spirit. As Christians, at the end of our life, we should be peaceful because we know that we're getting ready to go live with God and Jesus in heaven. And heaven is a wonderful place. You know, people say, oh, the streets in heaven are paved with gold. No, the reality, according to scriptures, the streets in heaven are made from gold. It's a wonderful, wonderful place. So when you know you're going on vacation, aren't you happy? Yes, you are. In fact, Jesus's words, he was actually quoting David from Psalm 31:5. David said the same thing. I commit my spirit into your hands. So Jesus is teaching us how to be at peace and how we should die, talking to our God with scripture in our mouth. Jesus' last seven words teach us a few things. One, it teaches us about forgiveness. No matter what someone does to you, God wants us to forgive them. In fact, being a Christian is all about forgiveness and love. Secondly, we learn that as long as we have breath in our bodies, whether we're on our deathbed, in the electric chair, we can be saved. God can save us if we open up our heart and accept Jesus as Savior. We also learn that we are to make provisions for our family even beyond our death. And another thing, we learn that God hates sin. God cannot even look at sin. So as Christians, we do commit sins probably every day, but we don't practice sin. We might make a mistake, we might say or do something, but the Bible says if we confess our sins, that's our part. God's part is to forgive us and to cleanse us. And so if you do something during the day, don't wait till the nighttime, because you're going to forget. Just tell God the Father right then, I did X, Y, and Z, and he will forgive us. We also learned that Jesus was fully God and man. So he knows what it's like to be a human being. We learn how important it is to fulfill the purpose for which God created each of us. We also learn how to die. What did Jesus say on the cross? He taught us 7 things.
Thanks for tuning in today. New episodes will be released the last Monday of each month. Please subscribe so you will automatically receive new podcasts when they are released. Also, please share the podcast with your friends, family, church family, and others. We pray God's richest blessing upon you in your Christian journey.